we find balloons on a regular basis, nothing like the numbers that we had a few years ago. When the ban came in, and I think this started in Northern Ireland, we noticed a big difference because the prevailing wind brings a lot of stuff from Ireland. There's a lot of Irish junk on the beach, which you can identify, obviously, by the names. And invariably, you know, the Irish are very keen on celebrating weddings, funerals, birthdays, whatever. And they were notorious for launching balloons. And I remember years ago, it seemed to be quite a nice thing to do, you know, but in reality, the effect of it is pretty devastating. So we have noticed a decline, but it's certainly not stopped. And there's no question that it's about time that there were some penalties. I think the main reason why this is not working is because everybody knows that this is a problem, but nobody ever gets prosecuted for releasing these things. Of course, how do you find out who sent them off into the air? So there's quite a lot of problems surrounding this.
And so someone was saying this morning, how do we judge if it is creeping back in? How many have you seen, say, this year or since that legislation came in last year?
I would say there's at least a 50, probably more, higher percentage decrease. We don't find anything like the huge numbers that we did, but they are still here, and you can see that many of them they've only been launched very recently because they're in very good condition. I did hear on your bulletin earlier this morning that apparently they can go up high into the sky and freeze and crack and end up coming down in pieces. But I have to say, in all the years of cleaning the beaches, I've never seen any balloons other than in their, you know, in a complete state. So I'm not so sure about that one.
I have to agree with that one because the balloons I found on the west coast of the island at the weekend were still inflated somewhat. So
that's
how you typically find them, is it?
Yeah, it is, and mostly on the west coast as well, as you've said, and you can't trace the origin of them. Maybe the answer is to have some sort of a barcode on one of these things. You know, I mean, if you have them in your home, you know, I can understand why people like balloons because they do look great inside the home. But if you're releasing these things and it's got a barcode on it, then you should then be able to track back who was the person who released it. As I said before, nobody gets penalized for releasing these things. And I can't remember anybody ever being fined for releasing balloons. So here, UK or Ireland or anywhere. So maybe this is the time to start thinking about that.
And we'll talk about how the balloons degrade, I suppose, because there's a couple that I've found were the body of the balloon itself was almost transparent by this point, but the coating, which I assume is another form of microplastic, was all falling away. Is that a real problem for the marine environment?
Well, there's been research all over the world to say that all the oceans in the world, wherever you are, have huge quantities of microplastics, and they're in fish, and then we eat fish, and it's inside us as well. But it doesn't matter whether you even live anywhere near the ocean. This problem of microplastics in human bodies and organs, apparently now, is pretty much endemic everywhere. So, you know, the world's just really got to wake up and think again about where we are and what we're doing. We're just blindly going through life and not thinking about it. And it's time we all started thinking. And I know in schools that there's a lot of education on this subject, and I'm really positive and hopeful for the future because I think the children are learning very well through their teachers exactly what we are doing to the planet and trying to make a difference.
Balloons still are on sale. You can spot them down Strand Street as well in shop windows. What would you say to somebody who was thinking, well, what's the problem? I'd quite like one.
I don't see any problem with having balloons if you're going to use them inside your house and you know, you dispose of them properly. But if you're going to let them go in the atmosphere, that is absolutely not on at all.